You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And I am very excited to say that we have an interview at the moment with Michael Llewellyn. Michael, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well, yeah. Not too bad.
Yeah. You have a, I mean, obviously the listeners cannot see this, you have a lovely background. You've got some lovely beams going on in this high rise. Where is that?
I'm at the Hutaitai Bowling Club in Wellington. There's the bowling green.
Wow, lovely.
Yeah.
Are you a big bowls fan?
Potentially becoming more of a bowls fan. I took on this job about 6 months ago managing the place, so we're trying to kind of clean it up, get some events going.
Cool. What kind of events do you put on in a bowling green?
Well, we've got a barbecue and bowls event this weekend. We're opening the bar for the first time in 10 years, but which is great. And then Solly's Winter comes, put on some movie nights and poetry readings, strip back performances.
Beautiful. That sounds lovely.
You know much? Have you been up to Vogelmorn in Wellington?
No, I haven't.
Old Bowls Club that kind of turned into a music venue.
Very cool. We aren't actually here to talk about bowling greens, though they are very interesting. We're here to talk about your latest track, Down by the Packs. And it is a song about your late mother, and it is truly beautiful. Lovely, lovely song. Just to start us off, what was it like putting together a song like that? It's obviously coming from quite an intimate and raw place.
Yeah, putting together, I guess in writing, if I think back, it's like not explicitly really like thinking of my mum at the time. But I think like songs, as time goes on, lyrics maybe gather meaning. And the more I kind of played it, and then as we recorded it, and then listening to it back, I was like, well, that definitely had the feeling of my mum in it. But at the time, I was kind of, I don't know, just enjoying playing the guitar and writing down words.
Yeah, nice. My brain. I've just talked into the booth for anybody who's wondering. The song is very light and airy in moments, and then can be quite darker and murkier in other moments. You kind of feel the emotional passion as you're listening to the song. Is this something that we can expect to hear more on your upcoming album?
Yeah, definitely. Like, there are some darker moments. I guess I do write with, I don't know, a lot of heart. I try and be honest, and the things that I put down on paper or bring into the music is usually pretty personal, quite intimate with what I'm thinking or feeling. But the record is it's definitely like a bit of a journey.
Yeah.
Good bag and the ugly. There's some loud and dark and angry songs. There's some like hopeful songs and some lighter songs. I think it kind of has like quite a beautiful circle to it, I feel.
And when can we expect that album to come out?
In May.
Beautiful, not too far away.
Not too far away, yeah.
How are you feeling in anticipation for its release?
I'm excited to release that music. I guess it's been kind of a long time coming. Songs that I've kind of carried with me for a while. But I'm really looking forward to them being out in the world, and looking forward to playing them live. And no, I'm really proud of what we've created as well. I think it's quite cool.
Beautiful. And you're a poet as well, so how does the poetry kind of weave into the songwriting process for you?
I often feel like I'm a writer to start with. Like, whenever I get into a room with a band, I always am like quite like self-conscious. Because I'm like, but sometimes like a little bit of an imposter syndrome or whatever. Because I'm like, I can play these instruments a bit, but the words are where I feel like really comfortable. And I do spend time writing stories and poems. And I think, like, to answer your question, the lyrics or a lyric has to like, it has to feel really honest and true, or else I just cannot let it leave my mouth.
Yeah.
Like, I can't sing it. So certain lines can take ages or months or sometimes even years, just because I'm like, oh, it just feels naff. It's not like real, just kind of waiting or thinking that something could feel more honest. So yeah, something just has to be real.
Yeah,
so I can't bear it.
Lovely. And the title of the song, where does that stem from?
Down by the Pax. I honestly have no idea. I don't even know. I don't really know what the Pax is. I guess I think of like a barn, maybe.
Yep.
That was just the opening line, and so it's kind of what stuck.
It's up to listener interpretation. Everybody can gain a different meaning.
I guess so.
And the music video for it is very, very cool. I loved it. It feels very kind of dark 80s to me. Colour palette and all of the, you know, like Dutch tilts and everything that's going on. What was the process behind that and the inspiration for it?
A good friend of mine, Mason, and his partner, Kerry, he kind of directed and Kerry, DOP, I guess, they have done a lot of the imagery for the record. We've made another video that'll come out with the next song, and done photography and bits and pieces. It was kind of his idea. He actually just called me and he's like, oh, what are you up to on Sunday? Do you want to shoot something stripped back, like even a live session or anything? He just wanted to do something really minimal, one room, one light. And then I sent him that song and he's like, yeah, that should be fine. And then we didn't really think about it. And I was like, what should I wear? And he's like, just wear what feels comfortable. So I kind of put on a darker suit to go, I don't know, just felt right for the day. And then I was really like nervous and self-conscious because I was like, I don't know if I just want it to be me in a room. And he's like, oh, we don't have to do it. It's fine. Just turn up if you feel like it. So I just came down that afternoon and we've just filmed for like an hour and a half or an hour and ran through the song a few times, and then I went home and didn't really think about it. And then he sent me the edit like 2 months later and I was like, that's really beautiful. And I was really stoked with it.
Yeah, that's nice that it, you know, you kind of feel safer in that space when it's a no pressure situation. It's not like you have any, you have to do this at this point and all these things.
Yeah, it was really nice. And those two I feel so comfortable with. Like, I was a bit apprehensive. I wasn't even sure if I wanted to do that day. And then I left that afternoon being like, that was really cathartic and really nice.
Lovely. So you've got some more singles in the works to be released soon.
Yeah.
Obviously, album coming out in May. And can we expect a tour as well?
Yeah, that's just coming together sometime, I think, in June or July.
Brilliant.
Just need to figure out bits and pieces.
And the next singles, what can you tell us about those?
There's a song called The Fish Song, which will be the next single, which is like really loud and quite dark and kind of abrasive. It's like someone smashing a window, I guess. So I'm really excited to release that. It's just so bizarre and so different to anything I've really ever put out.
Yeah.
And the visuals to that are really, really great. So we put a lot of effort into that. And then another single called Pray for Rain, which is like the last song on the album, which is a bringing together of kind of hopeful. We had Avondale Intermediate School Choir sing on it. So it's
beautiful.
Really kind of upbeat and beautiful. Yeah, I love that song.
Cool. Well, I'm very excited to hear them all. And thank you so much for joining me today, Michael. It's been lovely.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Here is your song, live on Radio 1, Michael Llewellyn with Down by the Pax. Keep it locked, y'all.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.